Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, December 23rd, 2016. Merry Christmas to you. Merry something to you. Happy Hanukkah. Crazy Kwanzaa. Boisterous Boxing Day. I'm out of things to say. I'm Adam Paulus. If I sound a little funny, it's because my jaw is all kinds of messed up. As you may know, I had my wisdom teeth out and something snapped and popped really loud. And all I got to say is, if you're able to eat solid food right now, I'm very jealous of you. Anyway, last week at the box office, let's pull up them notes. Because you already know what the number one movie was. It was Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. And it made lots of money. $155 million on its opening weekend, which is pretty great. Moana was number two with $12.7 million. Office Christmas Party was number three with $8.5 million. Collateral Beauty, number four, $7.1 million. And Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them made $5 million, and I still need to see that. New this week, you will be opting not to see Assassin's Creed, Passengers, Why Him, and other movies in limited release. In the news, for quite some time, the executives at FX Networks have said that we're at peak TV. There's more TV than ever before. There's too much. And they actually did a study. There are supposedly 455 scripted television programs on right now. Much of this is in the rise of growth in basic cable and streaming in terms of original programming. Networks have about as many shows as they have for the last few years, but in the cable and streaming area, holy cow. FX Networks has the report online if you'd like to look it up. Star Wars Rebels will have a guest star from Star Wars Rogue One. I'm not spoiling anything really here. It's Saw Gerrera, because he was on Clone Wars and also in Rogue One. You've seen him around. You know he's there. Blunt Talk, the Patrick Stewart comedy on Stars, has been canceled after two seasons, which is a shame. That was a delightfully weird show. Merriam-Webster has released their Word of the Year for 2016. This year, it's surreal. Wes Anderson's next stop-motion project is The Isle of Dogs, and it's due, I believe, in 2018. Its voice cast is pretty much exactly as impressive as you might expect. Yoko Ono will be joining regulars like Jeff Goldblum and Bill Murray. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's too late for Christmas, but we do have something to spruce up your new year. If you got boring walls, we have the solution. Buy one, get one 40% off on artwork. Prints, lithographs, giclées, posters, and more. Whatever we got, we want to give it to you. Get some art, it'll look nice. Unless you can't hang it up properly, in which case it'll look okay. In toy news, the Transformers Collectors Club has announced Transformers Titans Return Sergeant Cup is coming next year. It is in toy deco, which means it has sort of a grayish helmet instead of the blue-green teal that we usually see associated with the character on cartoons. New Hikari this week from Funko, the Night King from Game of Thrones, Steel Edition. Not a lot of news beyond that. We put up some new Disney emoji, Mimoji rather, from Funko. It looked pretty nice. We also added Big Hero 6 Dorbs and a few other items, so you'll want to check those out if you have the inclination. We also have some new arrivals. Nightmare Before Christmas Jack Skellington action figure from Diamond Select. It's real nice. The restock of Star Wars Rogue One Micro Machines Vehicles and Figures Wave 4. You can get a set. We also restock Transformers Generations Titan Returns Deluxe Wave 2, which has Wolfwire, Chrome Dome, easy for you to say, Mind Wipe, and who's number 4? Highbrow. They're not in front of me, so, you know. New pre-orders went up for the Alien Xenomorph Skull Foam Replica, which is really cool. The Suicide Squad Harley Quinn lapel pin set. The Star Wars Rogue One's Shore Trooper helmet prop replica. It's expensive, but it's cool. As well as the Stranger Things logo pin and a Stranger Things wall patch. That's the Christmas lights alphabet patch that you saw they used to communicate in the show. So you'll want to check those out. They'll be coming next year. And that's it for now. I'll be back next week. I'm here. I work for a living. So you will be getting a show next Friday, unless something worse happens to my jaw and I can't open my mouth. Right now I'm at the can almost brush all of my teeth point, so this is fun. Don't get old, don't get your wisdom teeth out. I don't know what to advise you. just have a better week than I did, and you'll be happy. Have a great number of holidays. Until the next time I talk to you, follow us on Twitter at NEarth, and I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.